Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, you know what we think about you. We consider that a sign of a high intelligence. And you're going to get smarter, too, because our good friend Ray Keating is in the building, so to speak, as I continue to broadcast live from the Admin Staff Small Business Classic here in Woodlands, Texas, just north of Houston, having a great time combining golf and small business. Doesn't get any better than that. And so let's bring in our good friend Ray Keating. Ray is Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, the author of D.C. by the Numbers, New York by the Numbers, U.S. by the Numbers, and other books along those lines. He's our good friend. Ray Keating, welcome back.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you here.
What's this golf stuff? I'm jealous.
Well, I know. Well, see, Administaff is a sponsor of a champions, a PGA Champions Tour golf tournament, and they call it the Small Business Classic.
Oh, that's great. My invitation must have been lost in the mail. I'm a little upset.
You know, I sent you one. I don't know what happened. It must have not got through, but we're combining golf and small business, and see, to me, that's like a Reese Cup. It's, you know, like peanut butter and chocolate.
You got it. I'm in full agreement with you there. Well, I'm so sure you will remember me next year now.
Oh, of course I will. Yes, you should be here. I can't believe you haven't already been down here. Ray, you've got your policy hat on and your small business crystal ball in front of you. What are some projects you've been working on for small business, and what do you see out there that we need to be paying attention to?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a bunch, because, you know, the economy's at one of those points, one of those junctures where it can go in any direction, really. And I think, you know, there's a lot of things that people are concerned about, and there are also some pluses out there. So it's, you know, we're always looking at how policy impacts small businesses and the economy at SBE Council. So, you know, there are a whole host of things on the trade front. There's actually some positive proposals this week on the tax front. There are some questions, still some questions about the jobs picture, even though everybody felt a little better about it last Friday. So we could touch on any of those things, or all of them, if you like.
Well, I'll tell you something that I'd like to talk about for a minute. You mentioned it a second ago, and that's trade. Hillary Clinton this week, and to her credit, I mean, my hat's off to her. She laid down the gauntlet on trade. I mean, I admire her in this way, Ray. I admire her for saying, you know what? I am not a free trader. I'm more of a protectionist. I'm parsing her words, folks. So these are my words, the way I understand what she said. But she basically said, I'm not a free trader. I'm not in favor. I mean, I am more of a protectionist. And if I become president, we'll take another look at NAFTA. And of course, basically, she said, of course, all trade deals will be suspended until further review, so to speak. Now, I think she is wrong. But I admire her and I thank her for putting her views out on the table.
It's scary. That's the word that came to my mind when I saw this. You know, she spoke to USA Today, and you're absolutely, basically, she laid down two things. She wants to adjust, I believe, as she put it, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and postpone any new free trade deals. Now, this is scary because we really haven't had a protectionist as a major political party candidate in many decades. I mean, and the last protectionist president, of course, was Herbert Hoover, right. Republican, and that didn't work out too well. We've got the Great Depression.
That was with the Depression was caused, the global depression was caused more by the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act than anything else out there.
Right, because what happened is the United States raised tariffs dramatically. Other countries responded, and world trade simply collapsed. And that was the key measure for the key factor in the Great Depression. So now you have Hillary Clinton, who, unless something dramatic happens, I'm willing to predict, is going to be the Democrats' presidential
She's
candidate.
Be a nominee. Yeah.
And she is saying that laying out this very protectionist or protectionist-leaning message. So that's very scary. Now, on the Republican side, if you saw the debate, there are some things...
Hold on to that thought, Ray. I want you to bring that up when we come back. But, folks, I disagree with Ray's point about her leaning toward protectionism. I don't think she's leaning. I think she's already over there. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Ray Keating. We're back at 17 till. Little Stevie Nicks for you there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating as I continue to broadcast live from the Administaff Small Business Classic, which the official tournament, folks, where the pros bear down and actually compete directly against each other, actually starts tomorrow and extends through the weekend, as you know. The Champions Tour is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But the tournament, as far as I'm concerned, has been going on all week because I've been involved in some mixing it up with some of the pros here, and some of the pro-ams have been having a lot of fun. Ray Keating is our guest. He's chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And Ray, we were talking about Hillary Clinton's views on trade and of course our views on trade. One of the things that is interesting to me about people who want to repeal NAFTA, who want to take another look at NAFTA, the things that they're not happy about with NAFTA, the real negatives, the real ugly part, and there were some ugly parts of NAFTA. There were some pain, because I know where the people live who experienced that pain when NAFTA happened, when the textile jobs went south. But all that stuff that people don't like, that they'd like to fix. What scares me when they say they want to do that is that they don't realize that those things that they'd like to fix aren't even involved in NAFTA anymore. Mexico doesn't have those jobs anymore. Those jobs went from South Carolina to South Mexico, and now they're in South China or in South Indonesia. They're not in Mexico anymore. So if you're going to try to repeal something and try to recover something that can't be recovered.
I think that's right, and I think also the fact that you're pointing out that they're moving all around the world, I think shows that NAFTA actually was not to blame. I mean, I think people assume
that's right.
Because after NAFTA was passed, some jobs went to Mexico. Well, jobs were going to Mexico before NAFTA, and the
right.
point about NAFTA is that, if anything, it made it easier to keep the jobs here. Why? Because tariffs in Mexico were dramatically reduced, which made it
right.
more favorable for our exports. So the people that blame NAFTA for those jobs going to Mexico just simply don't understand the economics of it. Jobs were going there beforehand. So I think that's a critical issue to remember.
Another thing to point out is that in the last several years, the country that has lost the most jobs in numbers and percentages, manufacturing jobs, and when I ask people this, they always say the United States, or they pick something else out. The number one job loss in manufacturing on the planet is in China, and the reason is because of technology, not because of trade. And any candidate, folks, who talks about job loss and what they want to do about it, and they blame it on trade, is not informed. They're either lying to you, they're either being dishonest, or they're in uninformed, and either one is not good.
And you're absolutely right. That is not the choice that we want in terms of people running our government. But
I'm going to say that whether they're Republican or Democrat or a mugwump.
Yep, and you're absolutely right, because there's what you have on the trade issue, and you know what, this is not new, is populist pandering. It plays to people's fears.
Yep.
And politicians are extremely good at playing on people's fears. So that's really what we have working. Because, again, when you look at free trade, the benefits far outweigh, and I mean it's not even close, far outweigh any of the costs involved. And it's a win-win scenario. So you wind up with a faster-growing economy, increasing incomes. You know, we don't hear that the export-related jobs in the U.S. pay so much more than the other jobs.
Right.
So it is a big plus. And
here's the other thing, Ray. There are 2 million jobs going wanting in the United States. We don't have enough people. If Hillary or any politician could snap their fingers and reverse NAFTA, those factories would be empty.
Right. And no, you're absolutely right. And I think it's critical to look at the, you know, from the political standpoint, it's interesting to look at the flip side. You know, the leading Democratic candidate made these protectionist statements. So what's going on the flip side with the Republicans? And, you know, they had their debate this week on economic issues, and it was interesting to look at that in terms of where were they on this issue. And mm-hmm. the plus, I think, is the guys that are in front in the polls, Giuliani, Romney, Fred Thompson, McCain, all struck very positive notes on trade. So that was certainly the good news. The bad news is that you had some of the second tier, I guess to be generous, candidates striking very harsh tones. You know, you had Tom Tancredo, Duncan Hunter, and even Governor Huckabee raising worries about free trade and hinting at protectionism themselves. So that's mm-hmm. an interesting
issue.
There
are plenty of protectionist Republicans out there. There's no question about that. What is all this? Where should small business owners, what should we be thinking about all this trade business?
Well, small business owners should be very concerned, because I think a lot of people assume wrongly that international trade is all about the big guys, and it's not, as you well know. 97% of U.S. exporters are mm-hmm. are small businesses.
That's
and they
right.
produce about 29% of the export
yep.
value in this country. So that is a huge issue, and if you're looking, as all entrepreneurs and small businesses are, you're looking for opportunity, you're going to look globally a lot of
right.
them. So it's
stand by, Ray. I've got to take a quick break. And by the way, folks, it's almost a third of all exports in export dollars are created by small business, and that number is growing significantly, and I'm very happy about that. Tintail, we'll be right back with Ray Keating. He's with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. I certainly encourage you to check it out, folks. A lot of great stuff there. Ray, tell us a little bit about SBE Council.
We are a small business advocacy group. We have about 70,000 members across the nation, and we work on policy issues from A to Z that impact entrepreneurship and small business. And you can go onto our website and see regular, almost daily updates on the issues that we're working on. There's a new piece about trade. We're talking about trade right now. You'll see things about what's the latest on the alternative minimum tax and tax reform, what's going on with the Internet tax moratorium. I just was up on the Hill testifying to make that tax moratorium permanent.
Any good news in that?
Well, you know, the good news was that when I was up there, both sides of the aisle were with us. I mean, I think you only had one person that kind of wasn't wholly endorsing the idea of extending or making permanent the Internet tax moratorium.
Right.
So that was the good news. So the question, I mean, we are pushing to make this permanent. That's the key.
Right.
To get some certainty for
Congress doesn't like to make tax cuts permanent, do they?
Yeah, well, that's true, and that's going to be that's the real question. So that expires actually at the end of this month. So.
Mm-hmm. So if it goes as it is now, what's going to happen?
Well, then you open up the door to all of the to state and local elected officials around the country who are constantly and ever looking for more ways to raise taxes, that you open the door to them imposing internet access taxes, discriminatory taxes on e-commerce. You know, Jim, as well as I do, that the internet has been a tremendous, tremendous boom for small businesses, and the last thing you want to do is to open up the door to these kinds of taxes. That's what we're staring at.
It'd be like taxing air.
Yeah, exactly right.
which is an old English political joke. Ray, what do you talk to us about the economy? What do you think? What should we be thinking, be expecting over the next 3 to 6 months?
Well, you know, what we should probably be expecting is more of I think of this uncertainty that we have right now. You know, when you look at some of the numbers. You know, let's just some of the big numbers. You know, gross domestic product. You know, how's the economy doing? Well, the last quarter that we have numbers for, it was pretty good, but the previous, you know, what, six quarters, it was, four or five quarters, it was so-so. So we've got some real questions there. And when you look at job creation, which is obviously a big indicator for the economy and also a big indicator for how well small businesses are doing, since they're the ones that create most jobs. It's been slowing, particularly, you know, what we're really concerned about is private sector job growth, and that has been slowing considerably.
But don't we have to remind ourselves, though, Ray, that one of the reasons job growth is slowed is because we're running out of people to fill the jobs?
Well, that is part of the equation, which gets into a whole host of other things about immigration and so on and so on.
Right.
But I think you have to – it's not a coincidence that we have seen a slowdown in economic growth really since late 2005. You know, the growth rate has slowed down. We're not at the average rate of growth. We're coming in – we're underperforming in terms of that. So that naturally you're going to get a slowdown in job growth there. So I think that's part of the picture as well.
Right. So if you were a small business owner trying to budget for first quarter of 2008, which camp are you in? Are you saying that we're headed more towards a recession or more towards a recovery?
I think we're here's an economist answer. I think we're in that middle area. I think what we're on track. I think we're on track for this kind of underperforming economic growth. I think that's kind of where we're at. So we're not in where we should be. I think for an expansion, we're not growing as fast as we should be. But I don't think we're necessarily going to be slipping right into a recession. Now, where are the risks? We talked a little bit about it, but I think I'm always looking at what politicians and government is doing, because usually when the economy really goes off the rails, somebody's doing something stupid when it comes to public policy.
That's right.
And so there, I think it's, again, it's an uncertainty. You know, you've got all these things we talked about with trade or questions. What's going on the tax front? Are we going to see these Bush tax cuts from 2001, 2003 made permanent?
Yeah.
Or are they going to go away altogether and we're going to see a big tax increase?
It's amazing how much politics will play into the economy over the next 12 months or so. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks, Jim. It's always good to be with you.
We'll see you next time. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, with Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.